Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive. This time we're going to be looking at something a little different.
Oh.
We're diving into the book of Ezekiel,
Oh, wow. We'll see.
specifically chapter 37.
Interesting.
And you know, it might be a little unexpected, but trust me, this is going to be good.
Okay, I'm ready.
This is one of those ancient texts that you wouldn't think would be super relevant to your life today, but it really is.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So we're going to be exploring Ezekiel's vision of the dry bones coming back to life.
Okay.
And we're going to be using a lecture by Dr. Leslie Allen, who is a really great biblical scholar, to kind of guide us through this.
Awesome.
So yeah, he starts out by like setting the scene, you know? Like imagine the Israelites are in exile. They're feeling totally lost and defeated.
Oh, yeah.
Like those dry bones scattered in a valley, you know?
Right.
And have you ever felt that way? Like just everything's falling apart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we all have.
And so this vision of Ezekiel's, it comes in at this moment of like total despair,
Wow.
and it really offers a radical shift in perspective. It's like a glimmer of hope, you know, in the midst of all this
I
darkness.
like that.
And Dr. Allen really emphasizes that like we're not supposed to take this imagery literally.
Okay.
It's a metaphor for
Right.
national
Oh,
renewal,
gotcha.
like saying even in the face of, you know, incredible devastation, there's always the potential for new life.
Yeah, that's helpful.
And what's really cool is how Ezekiel like unfolds this vision.
Okay, how so?
So it's not like this sudden burst of resurrection, you know,
Right.
it's a process. It's like a two-stage transformation.
Interesting.
So first, you know, they're scattered all over the place. They
Right.
come together and they form skeletons.
Oh, wow.
And then flesh and sinews start to appear. They're
Right.
like covering
So
bones.
they're coming back together.
They are, but there's a catch.
How was that?
They're still lifeless.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, they're like piecing themselves back together, but something's missing. They
Right.
have the form, but not the essence of life.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, and that's where the second stage kicks in, the
Okay.
breath of God.
Oh, wow.
Remember in Genesis, God breathes life into Adam?
Yeah.
Well, here we see like this similar act of divine power, you
Wow,
know?
that's powerful.
And it's infusing these lifeless bodies with the very essence of being. It's like a new creation.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not only just like individual bodies coming back to life,
Right.
but it's the nation itself.
Oh, wow.
And Dr. Allen, he points out, you know, this two-stage process might be hinting at how difficult it really is to revitalize a people who've lost everything.
Oh, I see.
Like they've lost their homeland,
Yeah.
their identity, their
That's all
hope.
gone.
It's all
Yeah.
gone. And so this vision is like saying, look, this isn't going to be easy, but with God, even the seemingly impossible is possible.
It's about restoring that hope, that belief.
And, you know, it's just this beautiful connection back to the creation story, you
Yeah.
know, reminding us that God can bring forth life from
It's
nothingness.
powerful.
It really
I love
is.
that.
And this vision, it's not just about physical resurrection, you know,
Right.
it goes so much deeper than that.
Okay.
So Dr. Allen explains that it's about the restoration of Israel,
Right.
their return to their homeland, and a spiritual renewal that goes beyond just rebuilding the nation.
So it's more than just the physical, it's the spiritual too.
And, you know, think about the Israelites in exile. They felt like their very identity, their sense of purpose was
Probably.
dead.
Yeah.
Like that's
It's
gone.
hard to come back from that.
It is. And this vision offers them this powerful promise
Okay.
of coming back to life, not just physically,
Yeah.
but as a people.
As a whole, that's amazing.
So, you know, what do you think? Do you see any parallels to our own lives?
That's a good question.
We all have things that make us feel alive, right?
Definitely.
Things that give us purpose and meaning. So
Absolutely.
what happens when those things are threatened or
Yeah.
lost?
That's tough.
Could this vision offer a message of hope for us
I
too?
think so.
So it's like Ezekiel is saying, hey, you know, it's not just about coming back to life, it's
Right.
about coming back together,
Yeah.
right? And to really drive this point home, he does this really interesting thing.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so he takes two sticks.
Okay.
One represents Judah, the southern kingdom, and the other one represents Joseph standing in for the northern kingdom,
Right.
and he joins them together.
Oh, wow.
It's like a visual representation of this divided nation becoming whole again.
That's a powerful image.
It is. And remember, these kingdoms had been divided for centuries.
Yeah.
So for the Israelites in exile, this would have been huge.
Right.
It's like saying, hey, remember that division that's been tearing us apart?
Yeah.
We can overcome that. We
Right.
can be one people again.
I like that.
And there's another layer to this too.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, the combined stick can also be seen as a royal scepter,
Ah,
right?
so it's pointing towards a king.
hinting at the idea of a single king ruling over this unified Israel.
So it's not just about political unity.
Right.
It's about spiritual leadership as well.
Exactly. And, you know, this idea of a renewed covenant, it's central to Ezekiel's message.
Yeah, we see that phrase a lot. They shall be my people and I will be their God.
Yeah, and it really emphasizes that restoration of that sacred bond.
Right, between God and Israel.
Yeah, and remember, this covenant, it's not just like a legal document.
Right.
It's about a way of life. It's about commitment to living in harmony with God's laws.
His teachings.
Right. And remember, back in chapter 36,
okay,
God promises to cleanse the people from their impurities and give them a new heart.
Yeah, a new beginning.
Yeah, so this vision in chapter 37.
Right.
It seems to be like a direct continuation of that promise.
Oh, okay. I see the connection.
Yeah. It's like we're seeing the practical outworking of that spiritual transformation.
So chapter 36 sets the stage for the inward transformation.
Right.
And chapter 37 shows us the outward manifestation of that change.
A unified nation living in accordance with God's will.
Right.
Led by a righteous king.
It's beautiful how it all comes together.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on, because there's another fascinating layer to this.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so Dr. Allen suggests that this vision might have actually influenced the New Testament.
Really?
Yeah, he points to John 20.22,
okay,
where Jesus breathes on his disciples,
right,
giving them the Holy Spirit.
Oh, wow.
It's an incredible connection. So in Ezekiel, God breathed life into the dry bones, symbolizing the revitalization of Israel.
Right.
And then centuries later,
yeah,
we see Jesus doing a similar thing,
right,
breathing on his disciples.
Empowering them.
Yeah, with the Holy Spirit.
So could Ezekiel's vision be seen as like foreshadowing?
I think so.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the birth of the Christian church.
It's like this ancient text is speaking across time.
Wow.
Offering us a glimpse of something even greater to come.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And there's another potential link to the New Testament.
Okay.
So remember Paul in Romans 11, he talks about life from the dead.
Right.
When he's referring to the eventual inclusion of the Jews in the Christian community.
Yeah.
It's like these themes of resurrection and renewal.
Right.
They're echoing throughout the Bible.
That's so cool.
They really are. And they find new expression and meaning in different contexts.
It's a reminder that these ancient texts are living documents.
Yeah.
Full of layers of meaning that continue to unfold and resonate with us today.
And remember how we talked about that two-stage process?
Yeah, the bones coming back to life.
Yeah, so Dr. Allen suggests that this double process might also be hinting at, you know, the difficult journey ahead for the Israelites.
Right.
It emphasizes that restoring a nation, rebuilding a community, it takes time.
Yeah.
Effort and a whole lot of faith.
And that's a message that speaks to us even today.
It does.
Right.
Real transformation, whether it's personal or collective,
it
rarely happens overnight.
You got that right.
It takes patience, perseverance.
And a willingness to trust in something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. But here's where things get even more intriguing.
Oh, really? I'm hooked.
Okay. So the final verses of chapter 37.
Okay.
They offer us a glimpse into the future that Ezekiel envisions for Israel.
Oh, wow.
There's talk of the temple,
okay,
the covenant, the kingdom land.
Right, all these crucial elements.
Yeah, and all of these things will be explored in greater detail.
Oh, cool.
In chapters 40 through 48.
I can't wait to dive into those.
And to emphasize how permanent this vision is, Dr. Allen points out the word forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's used repeatedly, Honlin, to live in forever.
Wow.
A Davidic dynasty, forever, an everlasting covenant.
Powerful.
A sanctuary that stands forever.
It's this image of God's enduring faithfulness.
Yeah.
And the hope for a future that will never fade.
But hold on.
Oh, what's wrong?
Because Dr. Allen mentions that chapters 38 and 39,
okay,
they present a little bit of a detour.
A detour.
From this positive trajectory.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems like there's a threat on the horizon.
Oh, no.
Something that could disrupt this vision of peace and restoration.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so we'll have to delve into those chapters in part three of our deep dive.
Okay.
To see what challenges await Israel.
I can't wait.
All right, so we've been talking about this amazing vision, right, of the dry bones coming back to life.
Yeah.
And how the two sticks come together representing a unified Israel.
It's powerful imagery.
It is. And we even saw some possible connections to the New Testament.
Right. Like foreshadowing.
Yeah, exactly. But as we wrap up our deep dive here, we still have that question hanging in the air.
Oh, yeah. Those are looming threats.
Yeah. From chapters 38 and 39.
What about those?
So if this vision of all about hope and renewal.
Right.
Why introduce this element of conflict?
Yeah, why bring in danger?
It's like a plot twist.
Totally.
Hey.
It makes you wonder if it's really a happily ever after ending.
Yeah.
Like, is there more to the story?
Well, Dr. Allen, he suggests that, you know, these chapters, they do present challenges.
Right.
But they also highlight how God's plan ultimately triumphs.
Okay, so it's like saying, yeah, there will be obstacles, but don't give up.
Right.
In the end, goodness and faithfulness will win out.
So there's more grit to this story.
A bit more realism, yeah.
Which I think makes it even more relatable.
Totally, because life is rarely a straight path to victory.
It's not.
Right? There are always setbacks.
Yeah, challenges, moments of doubt.
But Ezekiel's vision, you know, it reminds us that even when things are tough, we can still hold on to hope.
And trust in something bigger than ourselves.
That's a really powerful message.
It is. And you know what strikes me is how much this ancient text still speaks to us today.
Oh, absolutely.
We might not be facing exile, literally.
Right.
But we all have those moments where we feel lost or broken or disconnected.
We all have our own dry bones.
Yeah, those areas in our lives that feel lifeless. Oh, maybe it's a broken relationship or a shattered dream.
Or just feeling lost, you know?
Yeah, and like those Israelites in exile.
Right.
We might be tempted to just give up.
To despair.
Yeah, but Ezekiel's vision, it reminds us that even when things seem beyond repair.
When we feel like scattered bones.
There's always the possibility of renewal.
It's a call to remember that we're not defined by our brokenness.
Right.
There's a power within us and around us.
That breath of life.
Yeah, that can bring healing and wholeness.
And a sense of purpose back into our lives.
So powerful.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Ezekiel 37.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
What are the dry bones in your own life?
Hmm.
What areas are longing for that breath of life, that spark of hope?
Yeah.
That touch of transformation?
Good question.
And how can you, like those Israelites in exile, choose to believe in the possibility of a brighter future?
A future where even dry bones can dance.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.